This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Rajat Patida gets right about leadership talk. How Rajat Patida's leadership talk reveals the one thing most captains get wrong. What happened? As CB captain Rajat Patida spoke publicly about what is driving his team's strong early season form, he pointed to mental clarity, adaptability, and the way the team communicates internally as the real engines behind their results. It was a short statement, but it was remarkably well constructed for someone standing at a press podium after a cricket match. The communication angle. Most leaders, when asked why their team is winning, give you one of two useless answers. They either credit hard work and dedication, which tells you nothing, or they go vague about team culture, which tells you even less. Patida did neither. He named specific levers: mental clarity, adaptability, and communication. That precision is not accidental. It signals a leader who actually understands what is producing results, and more importantly, knows how to say it out loud. The pairing of dominance is mindset with adaptability is strength is a deliberate communication move. He is holding two ideas in tension, and that tension does real work. It tells his players we are not here to survive. We are here to impose. But it also tells them rigidity will kill you. That kind of dual message, delivered cleanly and without contradiction, is genuinely hard to pull off. Most leaders collapse one side of it. They either preach aggression until the team becomes brittle, or they preach flexibility until nobody knows what the identity of the team actually is. Patida threaded the needle. Notice what he did not say. He did not talk about individual talent. He did not name-check star players. He kept the frame on collective behaviour and shared mental states. That is a disciplined communication choice. When a captain publicly credits the system over the individuals, it does two things at once. It protects the team from ego fractures, and it builds a narrative that holds even when any single player has a bad game. It is exactly the kind of message architecture that separates short-term hype from genuine team cohesion. The real lesson here is about consistency of message. Patida is not saying anything in public that his players are not already hearing in the dressing room. You can feel that. When a leader's public words sound rehearsed or political, it is usually because they are saying something different to the cameras than to the room. When the words land with weight, the way Patida's did, it is because the message is the same everywhere. That alignment is the whole game. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on message architecture gives you a framework for building statements that work at two levels simultaneously: the room you're standing in, and every room where your words get repeated afterward. Patida's statement will be quoted in team huddles. That does not happen by accident. It happens when you construct language with its second audience already in mind. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting or public statement about your group's performance, write down three words that actually describe how your team operates right now, not aspirational words, accurate ones. Then build every sentence you say around those three words. If you cannot name what is driving your results in under 10 seconds, your team cannot either, and that gap will cost you. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.